wa tikau mā whetū I ra tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Engari, kiri ngā noi te whakātu ngā kōrero ki a koutou ko tāku manuhiri. Tērā ko Suzanne Payton, ko mau mai kiri ngā o te waiai tēnei wā. Ka kōrero tahi kei pai kakariki a ia I tēnei wā tonu ka kōrero tahi maua. The awareness of alcohol-related deaths amongst youth babies through drinking a breast milk of their mother that had been, well, put it this way, on the night, maybe the night before. Nō reira, ka pōwhiria mai tāku manuhiri ki runga. Nō reira, kia ora, Suzanne.
Kia ora.
Pehana koe?
I pai ana.
Oh, kia ora, Suzanne. Yeah, Suzanne, so can you just give our listeners an insight who you are, Suzanne, what our kaupapa is all about, and whereabouts you are?
I am the executive director of DAPANS, which is the Addiction Practitioners Association, Aotearoa. So we look after the interests of people working in the addiction field. In terms of this kaupapa, I mean, of course, I'm a mum and I'm a grandmother. And, you know, I am someone that cares passionately about these things. I've had my own journey of recovery. But in terms of this kaupapa, this is a very tragic incident of, quite a vulnerable woman, you know, probably with addiction, drinking to excess, and the baby dying. I don't think we've had lots of cases like this, but it does raise for us the issue of drinking in pregnancy, and it does raise for us the issue that alcohol is still the drug that's causing the most harm in New Zealand. And I think we often, and I know that methamphetamine is causing a lot of chaos for a lot of whānau. And I don't want to trample on how they're feeling about that, because that is another tragedy, and it's a particular tragedy in certain areas like Northland. But alcohol is still the drug. It is still New Zealand's drug of choice. And it's still creating the biggest lion's share of harm in Aotearoa.
Hi, kia ora, Susan. I'm listening to you saying it's the biggest drug killer in Aotearoa. You know, I mean, like, what are you actually referring to? Killing people attached to it, or killing the one that's actually taking it in? Because to my understanding, there's nothing that even comes close to what actual smoking does, not only to an individual, but also to the people that are around it, which get caught into the passive side of it. So
No, that is correct, actually. And when I'm talking about alcohol, I'm talking about health and social harms. I mean, in terms of tobacco, it leads a trail of destruction, and there's been lots of public health initiatives to reduce smoking, which have worked very well across kind of mainstream populations, but have actually been a fail for Māori, and I think this is one of the issues. We're looking at legalisation of cannabis. We have to be careful that we don't look at it as a silver bullet, that regulation actually solves problems relating to a substance. We know with tobacco and we know with alcohol that once a product becomes commercialised, you've let the genie out of the bottle and it's very hard to get it back. And there's always one group that incurs more of the harm than others.
Absolutely. Yes, I support that wholeheartedly. You know, Susan, I picked up on a key part you were saying there, commercialised. You know, it's like our forebearers were pipe smokers, and I never encountered one that actually suffered issues with lung cancer or any form of cancer through smoking. However, as you said, when a substance is commercialized, the commercialized part of the substance is creating an addiction, so they are able to make profit by raising their sales. That in itself is correct, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Because once a product is commercialised, I mean, the whole point is to make a profit. And industry becomes very clever at how they do that, even when there's restrictions around advertising and things like that. So we've tried to claw back with both tobacco and alcohol, and make it so that it's much more difficult for them to promote their product, but we're still seeing the harms, and we're still seeing disproportionate harm with Māori.
Kia ora. You know, I can target two, which are actually harming Māori families the most. We did a survey on alcohol, on tobacco, and we found there was over 763 added substances to tobacco, and one of them actually being cyanide. We know cyanide is a poison that kills. Now, for that to actually be allowed to actually be put into a substance then publicly sold for profit, you know, when has it become that killing people has been a way of making money? That is, for one, attached to tobacco again. And the government's answer to that is by taking the food off the table of the families which have an addiction by raising the price of tobacco, by increasing the taxes. The only ones that are benefit from this whole, there's three parts in this equation that benefiting from this, the company that's selling the tobacco, the government that getting more money by way of tax, and Pharmac, which are the ones waiting for them to get sick there and just feeding them with tablets with not even a cure or even close to a cure. It's only just a way of making revenue. You know, it's just a fundraising exercise. How do you feel about me saying that?
I'm not sure about the stuff around Pharmac just because I don't know enough, but I do think that the government gets a lot of tax from these products and is likely to get a lot of tax from cannabis as well. I think we need to have a much more compassionate approach to drug use in New Zealand, because people need to get help. Putting people in prisons is ineffective. But the thing is, these things become quite complex because the government does get a lot of money, and the industry gets a lot of money. So, you know, it's very difficult. And this is what I say, the genie gets out of the bottle. It's really hard to try and cram that genie back in. And the public health initiatives like you talk about with the increased price, that may have worked for some of our population, but it's worked for the population that actually have the most resources and are the wellest anyway. It hasn't worked for Māori. So, and as you say, it's actually put a lot of pressure on Māori whānau in terms of financial pressure. So, yeah, I think these things are really complicated, and I think often we try to come up with these very simplistic solutions, but you can't solve a complicated problem with a simplistic solution, and it's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, the solution that might work across the population may actually cause more harm for one group within the population. And what we know in New Zealand is that that group tends to be Māori.
Kia ora. You know, I actually feel sorry for the people that we're actually referring to, because they are the people of this land that extended their hand of friendship to other ethnic races, to by oars, come here and be my neighbour. My land will be here to look after not only you, but also myself. Mm. In saying that, that concept, the only part of this whole equation is still on the back foot, still needs a hand, is the Māori people, the people of this land. You know, how can that be if the people of the land were the ones that extended the hand of friendship, because they were able to now that, you know, it's so hard for them even to exist on their own land, let alone even grow food on their own land.
Yeah, I mean, it's a travesty. And, you know, the thing that we argue is that Māori need to be at the forefront of any policy change around harmful substances. And, you know, so I think, because actually that doesn't happen. And I don't think there's anywhere in the world where the Indigenous people have led drug law reform. They've never led it. They've never been, you know, crucially involved in it. I think we have an opportunity here, but I don't think we're taking it. And I think if we don't take it, we're just going to continue to increase this disparity. And I think it's appalling, and we can't keep doing it.
Wonderful, Susan. You have said something that meant so much to the Māori people of this land. It's time, you know, it's time for it to change, you know. And the thing is, if you were going to make a change, say, like to alcoholism, you know, within that is could be binge drinking or even going out for a night on the town, even once a week. That's how we always used to do it. And there were never casualties, never accidents out on the roads. And lastly, but least, we never heard of young babies actually dying through alcohol poisoning from drinking their mother's milk. So time for change? Absolutely. So, Susan, it has been truly a pleasure listening to what you have said, regardless where you're in lovely part of Aotearoa Paikakariki. So, Susan, I will give you our last kōrero for our kaupapa, and please offer some advice.
Well, I do think what we need to be doing is put like this wahine that her baby died. I mean, that is such a tragic case, and we do need to be removing barriers so that the people that most need help get it. And I think this is another issue that we have, and hopefully we're moving towards addressing it with the inquiry into mental health and addiction. But we need to change the way we deliver services, because, you know, this young woman, she didn't have a home. She probably had a lot going on for her. She's not going to turn up at addiction service at 9 o'clock on Monday morning. We need to be able to respond to needs in a way that doesn't put the onus on the person who's got a lot going on for them. And we need to be treating people with addiction compassionately and giving them the help that they need. And not just the people with resources. We need to be actually using models of care that are outreach models, models that go into people's homes, models that walk alongside people, peer support, things that are actually going to really make a difference to help whānau to move through some of these issues. I think the other thing that we should never leave out of the conversation is economic policy. And it's very good the government's moved to a wellbeing budget, but the economic policies that we've had over the last several years have actually driven disparity. They have widened the gap between the rich and the poor, and they have really disenfranchised Māori and Pacific people, and I think shame on us. We actually need to have that as part of the kōrero.
Ai, kia ora, Susan. E mihi e tautoko anai pe kōrero. So, agree and support what you have said wholeheartedly. And I would like us to go down this road again a little later down the track. So, however, until then, it's been tino atahua, it's been a pleasure actually speaking to yourself and actually hearing what you have to say about what's physically out there and the harm it's causing. No reira, ko pānora e mihi atu nei from our whare pāho I te hiku o teika. Thanks for your time and for your views. No reira, kia pai tōra.
Tēnā koutā.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumā whetū I ratahi te iariri.